Judo is vastly different from all of the other martial arts that you see. It does not involve any punches or any kicks whatsoever. The sport is all about throwing your opponent onto their back. So more like a Greco-Roman wrestling or freestyle wrestling, where the objective is to take your opponent from their feet and throw them onto their back to win the match. Additionally, judo has, you can pin your opponent to win, similar to wrestling, or like jiu-jitsu, you can strangle your opponent or arm lock them into submission.
So how is it different then from, it sounds like from what you're saying, it's very closely aligned to wrestling. How is it different from wrestling?
Well, we get to wear the funny things like called the judo gi that look like pajamas. So we do have the white uniforms on that allow us to grab the gi. It becomes a much more technical sport than wrestling and less physical because you have the gi to use as leverage. So in the sport of judo, you know, at the lower levels, you know, a little guy can beat a bigger guy because they can use the gi to their advantage.
Now, you got to be wildly proud of Kayla Harrison, who won the gold last week, something an American has never done before.
Absolutely. She's one of my students. She came to me at 16 years old. She's developed into become one of the most dominant females in the history of the sport. She, you know, delighted in her performance. It was historic. And the United States has never won a gold medal in our sport, and she just became the first, Kayla Harrison.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about another member of the judo team over there, Nick Del Popolo, who was thrown out yesterday for failing a drug test. What's the story there?
They removed his seventh-place finish. I believe that he ingested a brownie that was laced with marijuana. The story goes that he was hungry. He was in Central Park, and whoever he was hanging out with had a bag that he reached into and ate the brownie, not knowing that it was laced with anything, but just because he was hungry. And evidently, the family sent a letter immediately afterwards because whoever he was with had said, "Hey, man, that had marijuana in it." And so they had sent a letter to the Olympic Committee stating the fact that, listen, he has this in his system. We don't know if it'll clear. And sure enough, he tested positive.
Is that a good idea to send a letter ahead of time warning them to test him for marijuana?
Well, no, I mean, not warning. They tested all the top seven athletes in the sport of judo in every weight class were tested here. Nick finished seventh, so he was, you know, he was destined to be tested anyway. I guess it's six of one, half dozen of another, right? I mean, come on and admit early that, listen, you know, there may be a positive test. Here's why. I apologize in advance. Then it certainly looked better than, you know, waiting till afterwards and you know, word coming out.
That sounds like a story that's almost too convenient to be true to a lot of people, I guess, when you kind of explain it like that.
You know, hey, and I, you know, when I heard about it as the Olympic coach, you know, we just had our best performance in U.S. judo history. We had four athletes finish in the top seven out of five that competed here at the Games. We shocked the world here with our performance. Everybody is so impressed with the American judoka here in London, and then all of a sudden we come up with a positive test, you know, which changed pretty much everything. So it was devastating to our team. It's a black eye, you know, for American judo, and it's not something that any of us are real happy about.
Jimmy Pedro, former bronze medalist and judo coach for the 2012 Olympic team. Thanks, Jimmy, for talking to us from London on Maryland's Morning News.
Hey, thank you, guys.